Well, for the first time since the regular season, we catch up with General Manager Rick Smith, and we're in the hot spot of draft preparation process. The Combine is finished, the Senior Bowl, and all of those All-Star games are done. Let's start with the Combine. How much of what you saw last week in Indianapolis crystallized the draft board, and how much of it did not crystallize the draft board?
Well, I will say this. Again, it's a part of it, and you mentioned a big part of it. Obviously, the major part of a player's resume is his tape and what he put on film as a player. And then there are things that augment that evaluation process, the All-Star games that you mentioned, the Combine, Pro Days are coming up in the month of March, interviews, all those things, the medical pieces. So there are all of these elements that go into a player's resume in terms of how we value him. But the Combine is an important part of it. The medical piece is obviously a very important part. As is the opportunity to sit down with a guy in an interview setting and get to know him. And although it's a limited amount of time, it is a productive time. And then to watch him compete against the other players in their position groups that are the top players in the draft. And so all of those things are very important. We certainly take a lot of information from the week over in Indy, and it's a piece of the puzzle. You know, it's not the end all to be all. Some things, as you use the word crystallized, were crystallized. We thought some guys were fast. Some guys ran fast. We thought some guys had some issues with explosiveness. You might have seen that. And then there are other guys that you think, that they weren't as good athletically, but then all of a sudden they show up and maybe they're a little bit better than what you thought.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the times and the speeds. In particular, the wide receiver group, a lot of people were amazed at what that group did speed-wise. Did that sync up with what you'd seen on tape and what you'd seen in games? Were they really that fast as they are in pads?
Well, and that's a great question. And some players are fast. They're football fast.
Yeah.
And so they play, if they run 4.5, they play at 4.5. And some guys might run 4.4 or 4.39 or something like that, but they play at 4.6. And so it's got to translate onto the field. Everything that they do from an athletic standpoint in terms of trying to evaluate a player, it has to translate to the field. And if they can't do that, if a guy runs 4.2 but he can't catch, it doesn't matter as much as a guy running 4.5 but has great hands and range around his body and all those things.
You know, you speak to so many players, but you have a certain number that you can get in front of formally. In years past, we've heard in just about every draft class, there are times that guys get selected by a team, including the Texans, and they never really talked with the Texans. Mm-hmm. How important is that? What does that factor into things? And I imagine there's a process involved with all that.
Well, it is. I mean, what you do, you've got 60 of those interviews that you mentioned, the formal interviews. And so you've got to be selective in terms of who you decide to interview. And that might be predicated on need. It might be predicated on the depth at the draft in a particular position. So there are all of these different variables that go into the decision-making process of who the 60 interviews you pick at the combine. But the truth of the matter is, again, it's just a part. So we've got college scouts who are out and who know these players, who have already interviewed these players. Our coaches will talk to all of them. And so we have at the point of the draft, we will have exhausted ourselves with respect to the information we've gathered on these players. And just because we didn't talk to a guy formally in that setting in Indy doesn't mean that we've not done our research on it.
Now, with everything you did in Indianapolis, does that affect, or how much did that affect, or will that affect the free agency period that's about to start?
No, I mean, those are separate entities. I mean, obviously, we've got the free agent process. We've got our free agents that we're talking to and the players on our football team that we'd like to re-sign. And so that's what's going on now. And then here in a couple of weeks, unrestricted free agency will start where you'll get to go and talk to the other unrestricted free agents out in the league. And so that part of it is separate than what we're doing. And we're kind of running parallel programs at this point, getting ready for unrestricted free agency, getting ready for the draft. And that's what all the personnel departments are doing across the league.
Yeah, you were asked by the media about Connor Barwin, one of the free agents on the Texans. How's the, I guess, the internal, without getting too specific, obviously, but how's the internal free agency process working out right now?
Well, it's working out good. We've had good conversations with all those guys, and as you know, I try not to do any kind of negotiating in the media, and I'm certainly not going to do that, but the conversations are going well.
Moving forward, day-to-day process, what's the next month and a half hold for you, hold for the scouting department?
Yeah, kind of like we mentioned, obviously our coaches have been introduced to the draft class now, and so they are working feverishly at this point to try to get caught up to speed with our scouts. the combine was obviously a good opportunity for that. So they're working on that, and then as I mentioned, we've got pro days that are coming up, and so and then we'll start to, you know, to be able to host players on our campus here, guys that you want a little bit more information on, guys that may or may not have had opportunities to go to the combine that you want to bring on campus and get to know a little bit better, and so and then we'll start our meetings, and so we'll start you know those meetings in about a month or so, and start to put the board into a little bit more shape than where it is now.
Last thing, as far as boards go, you've heard in the past that some teams have 40 players, and those are the only 40 players they're going to take. You've heard other teams rank every single player, you know, in order. What's the sort of process that the Texans do with regards to that?
Yeah, I mean, we rank them all. I mean, we try to be as exhaustive in our process as possible. And so we're looking at every guy that you know, from a scouting perspective, from last May when this whole process started, any guy that we, as a scouting department, had deemed as draftable, we're going to try to vet. And so, you know, there are guys, obviously, as you work through the process that you have identified that you like better than others. But you've got to make sure that you don't overvalue those players. And so it's important, at least from our perspective, that we value players independent of need and independent of what our, you know, what our team looks like now. Put the value on what you think this guy's ability is in our league. Rank them all. And then hopefully on draft day, you get a chance to get some of those guys you like better than others.
Always fun talking with you. Best of luck over the next month and a half.
Thank you.